Hello, everyone. I'm Shannon Lee, a coach on the Win Without Pitching team. Welcome to the Win Without Pitching weekly focus call. This week, we're going to focus on saying no. So as we dive into saying no, there are a couple things to think about and really get in the right mindset around. Not only do you want to get better at saying no, you want to get better at hearing no. And the goal is really to take the emotion out of saying or hearing no and detaching yourself from the opportunity emotionally and putting it in the context of what it really is. When you're talking with a prospect, your job is to have a discussion to determine if there's a fit that's suitable to move to a next step. So the key is really not to overinvest in the sale. And we end up saying and doing ridiculous things when we are overinvested in the sale. So this week, we're going to focus on saying no, and I'm going to outline some opportunities and ways to say no. So let's talk a little bit about why it's hard to say no first, and then we'll jump into some ways to say it. If you're a creative person, it's hard to say no most likely because you're curious, right? You want to solve problems. You really take all of the work you do very personally because it is your work. It's your craft. It's your passion, and you're emotionally invested in it. And every piece of work you do has a little bit of you in it, and so it is hard to say no. If you're a salesperson, you're likely competitive, and you want to win the deal, and yes is your first instinct. It's also hard to say no if you're not properly positioned and not clear about who you want to work with and what you should be doing in terms of working with them, and so you're not clear about who you should be turning away. It's also hard to say no in a lot of cases because you might be in a place where you really need the work and you have an emotional attachment to every call that comes in versus detaching and being selective about the right fit for your firm. And I think it's also fair to say that it's something in our human nature that makes us want to help, and no feels like a roadblock to that. But as it turns out, no can actually be a way to open the door in the right direction. So as you go into these conversations this week, remember to stop and ask yourself why you might be feeling uncomfortable about saying no, and then ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen if you do say no? And don't take no as the final word. No is a door open to a potentially different kind of conversation. So a few other considerations about hearing no. A lot of times, the person you're talking to in a sales conversation has the power to use no, but very few of them have the power to say yes, meaning they're not the ultimate decision maker. So often, you're going to hear a lot of no in these conversations because that's what they have the power to do, and they're going to use it. If you're not open to hearing no, it also keeps you from having the business conversations needed to really determine if there is a fit and if it makes sense to move to the next step. Also, if you don't want to hear no, you're likely overinvested in the sale, which is what I just mentioned before, because you're not willing to ask direct questions to learn early if you should keep talking. So you start making all of these assumptions that lead you down the wrong path. So here are some outcomes of saying no. If you're brave and you're willing and you can get disciplined around this and you do say no more than not, you really free up the busy work that you've created for yourself by wasting time on prospects who don't make sense to even be talking to at all, and you can start to shift your focus to those who do. Saying no also demonstrates the selectivity of an expert. It's a really powerful place to come in. Your client or prospect needs to know that you're okay saying no and you're okay hearing no. If you invite no, it really strips away neediness, and it lets the client know you're okay if this doesn't happen. No isn't the end. Remember that. It is just the beginning of what happens next. And so the intent is to put a stop to the bad behavior that's taking place early by saying no so that your time isn't wasted. All right, let's jump into some ways to do this. And I think the golden rule here when you're thinking about saying no is kind ruthlessness. You've heard us talk about this before. It's one of our core values. If you are kind and ruthless, it means you're being ruthless in your behavior but kind in your words. That's the way you want to approach no. So here's some ways to say no. If you're reaching out to a new prospect, the language is going to sound a lot like, feel free to say no, but allow me to ask. So feel free to say no if this isn't the right fit or the timing isn't right, but allow me to ask if we might be able to help you. If you get the question, tell me why we should hire you, your response is, you know, I'm not in the business of talking people into things. It's not my role to convince you to hire us. I'm going to explain to you why companies like yours do hire us, and then you can decide if it makes sense from there. And if you decide it's not the right fit, that's okay. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Hopefully the evidence is there that makes sense to move forward. But if it's not, let's just be honest with each other and move on. That's a great way to say no without actually saying no. Another tactic, it's called three stars and a wish. So basically what you're doing is saying three positive things. Thanks for thinking of us. You know, I can see how my team would get really excited about this. And I know you've put a lot of work into this RFP. I just wish you would have called us prior to sending it or even writing it, because we don't respond to RFPs. So give them three positive things and then maybe your wish for something. I wish we could have talked prior to receiving this, because we just don't respond to RFPs. The other approach is called the sandwich approach. So it's really squeezing no between two benefits or two positives. So it sounds something like, hey, this opportunity is right in our sweet spot, but we're not going to fly out and meet with you until there is actually a commitment on the table. So when you see us as the firm that's really ideally suited for this work and we're the right fit, we'll fly out to wrap things up. So put the no in between a couple of positives or benefit statements. Then there's the triangle close. This is really choosing your own no. So you're presenting options for no, one of which you know they probably won't take you up on, or maybe two of which they won't take you up on. So it sounds a little like this. If somebody's asking for a price reduction, you're going to say, you know, no, we can't do that. If you need something that's, you know, quicker or cheaper, we can maybe put an intern on it, or we can adjust the scope of work to better align with your budget. So this is all about giving them choices of no that they then have to choose or move forward with or open the conversation up in a different way. The other one is called the conjunction swap. And it's getting into it by using unexpected language with a conjunction. So you would say something like, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that, but let me tell you what I can do. And then go into a couple of suggestions, maybe two other ways you might be able to help them. The other is reject based on fit. And so you're saying something like, I'm not seeing a fit here. You know, I think you'd be better served by a more affordable firm. Or I don't think this is really right in our sweet spot. It's really not what we're positioned to do. But I know an agency who does great work in this area and they're less expensive than us. So that's reject based on fit. And then there's always the policy fallback. And I use this a lot when I was in situations where somebody was just a little bit relentless with wanting us to respond to an RFP. You're really invoking policy. You're really saying, hey, it's out of my hands. It's a predetermined decision. It sounds much like, you know, no, it's our company's policy that we don't solve our clients' problems before we're engaged. Or it's company policy that we don't pay for travel without a commitment to make a decision. Or it's our company's policy that we don't begin work until we have a deposit, and that's 50% down. When you're in a closing situation, you can think of no in terms of, you know, we're here today to determine if there's a suitable fit to move forward. So the goal of our meeting is to learn more about your situation and for you to learn more about how we might tackle it. And if there isn't a fit, do me a favor and let us know. You're not going to hurt our feelings. We're not here to talk you into this. If there isn't a fit, it's fine to say no. Use those exact words. It's absolutely great to do that. The other piece you can think about no without saying no is when you're trying to gain some reciprocation. You know, a lot of times we've been in this situation where a client has a last minute deadline or request and you stay up really late getting the work done, and you might be feeling a little imposed upon by that when you hand it off to them and they say thank you. Your response in this situation is to that thank you, you know, you're welcome. I know you would have done this for me. Or I know if I needed something from you badly, you would have stayed up all night to do this for me too. Put it out there that there is an expectation that the favor is going to be returned at some point. So just a little bit about saying no and some ideas for saying no. And I really want you to go out there this week, make the rest of today or make the rest of the week all about saying no. Give this a try. Get back in the habit of doing it if you've fallen out. Be brave if you haven't gone down this path, and really test it out this week and see what it can do for you. See how it can open up conversations just in a very different positive way. All right, so coming up in the program, we are on summer break. I hope everybody is out there having some great summer days and enjoying the sun. Reach out to us if you need support, though. Don't let the next few weeks go quiet before we head back into class in September. We've got more details coming up soon about the event that we're inviting all program participants to. Only program participants are invited to this event in November. It's going to be the 14th and 15th in Vancouver, BC, a two-day workshop. So stay tuned, more on that to come. And keep using the forum. If you have any questions or you need support, use the forum to reach out to your coaches and peers and be in touch with everybody over the break. Okay, go to it.